In the Netherlands, right-wing parties are celebrating yesterday's election victory that ended the rule of the Liberal Labour Party. The center-right Christian Democrats won 43 seats. That's the largest bloc in the 150-member Dutch parliament. Coming in second was the party of anti-immigrant politician Pim Fortuyn. He was murdered 10 days ago. The Fortuyn list won 26 seats. Greg Crouch reports from The Hague.
Pim Fortuyn's assassin ended the politician's meteoric rise. But what he couldn't kill was the anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim movement Fortuyn started. Willem van der Velden is secretary general of the List Fortuyn party.
The main reason why people voted on us is this immigration issue. The politicians here in The Hague are not listening anymore to what was happening in the street. It was discussed in every house, in every party, in every bar in Holland. But if you said it in the open, it was politically incorrect.
Prime Minister Wim Kok's Labour Party was hammered in the elections, losing nearly half of its seats in Parliament. Besides immigration, voters were concerned about overburdened healthcare and education systems. Kok spoke to his party followers through a translator.
Let's be realistic. The Labour Party has been given a great big slap by the electorate. It's very, very disappointing for me in many, many ways.
The new coalition government will be led by the Christian Democrats and its chairman, Jan-Peter Balkenende. His party isn't ruling out a coalition with Fortuyn's party, but is concerned about their instability. Maria van der Hoeven is a senior Christian Democrat official.
In Dutch traditions, the biggest party has the mandate to build a coalition. We always said up till now that we are not excluding any parties.
The Fortuyn list rode a wave of sympathy after the politician's murder last week. Expressions of shock and grief dominated the airwaves here because the established political parties canceled all campaigning after the murder. The 54-year-old Fortuyn was already soaring in the polls before the assassination. Openly gay, he was an intellectual who knew what worried the man on the street. His murder has bestowed him with a kind of superstar status. Just like Britain's Princess Diana, says Willem Breedveld, a political commentator for the newspaper Trouw.
Lady Di was the people's princess. And here you can say that Pim Fortuyn was the people's provocator, the Robin Hood, who tried to provoke the official establishment.
The Fortuyn list is unlikely to find somebody like him anytime soon. Fortuyn surrounded himself with political neophytes. The Fortuyn list at the moment doesn't even have a chairman or a candidate. Both are expected to be announced today. Some analysts predict any coalition with the Fortuyn list would possibly collapse. Even more worrisome, they say, is that Pim Fortuyn isn't here anymore to control the more extremist elements that might be attracted to his party's anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim rhetoric. Commentator Peter van Straate is not very optimistic.
I think it will be a big mess after the election. I'm very afraid.
The Fortuyn list is only 3 months old. Skeptics are wondering today whether a coalition government with the party can last longer than that. For NPR News, I'm Gregory Crouch in The Hague.